Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by the Connected Women of Influence. I'm Eva Zanari, founder of the Elevate Institute, and I'm your host for this segment called Owning Your Health, where we explore alternative ways to be more consciously aware of truly owning what it takes to take care of your body at work with today's health thought leaders. Our topic today is hypothyroidism is a symptom, not the main problem. And our leading lady today is Dr. Heather O'Neill. She received her doctorate in naturopathy. I can pronounce that much better, I'm sure I can, but I'll let you do it, from the Trinity School of Natural Health, and also finished her PhD in the metaphysical humanistic science, specializing in holistic life coaching through the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Sciences. As the founder of Global Nutritional Healing, she offers a certification program in mineral balancing science for those who want to become holistic practitioners like herself. Good afternoon, Dr. Neal. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with all these strong women.
Yes, as we like to say, we all have strong opinions, and we're all going to jump down each other's throats to tell us what each other should think. But
that's right. I'm ready. I'm ready. Bring it on.
No, I mean we enjoy this is a great platform to be able to bring. Like I said, the alternative mindsets. Like, how can we be even stronger in what we're trying to do in the world? And I love what you do as a holistic practitioner. And since this is the thyroid month, I don't know if everybody knows that January is the month that we're supposed to be paying attention to our little thyroid. And if we don't know what it is, we're going to jump into that. So, Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what the thyroid is and why we should be concerned about it, because it seems to be this underlying problem I hear a lot about.
Right.
It's a rumor, right? You hear people go, oh, my thyroid, I went to the doctor and he said, this is all my problem and I just need to take this pill for the rest of my life. And I'm going, maybe there's...
I know.
Is there a way around it? So what is thyroid and what does it do?
The thyroid, where it's located in the middle lower part of the front of your neck, and it's people say it's a butterfly shape. You know, if you look at it, it's quite small, but it's mighty. It is small but mighty. It produces hormones, and those hormones help your energy, your hormonal balance. How many times we hear about that? Hormonal problems, mm-hmm. energy levels. Your metabolism, your heart rate, weight, oh my goodness, weight management. You know, so the thyroid plays a role in so many functions of metabolism. It's the process of breaking down food to create energy. That's what metabolism is. And it secretes, there's two glands that secrete, it secretes two hormones, one gland, sorry about that. It secretes T3 and T4. They're hormones that are secreted by the thyroid, and they get checked in a blood test. That's usually how people get, you know, they go to the doctor, they have maybe a couple of the symptoms or all of them, and they get a blood test. That's usually how they figure it out, and then they go from there.
So I hear a lot about the famous T3 and T4s. Yeah, my T3s are this level, my T4s are that level. And oftentimes I'll hear people go, oh, well, the doctor said I'm within normal range. Let's talk a little bit about that for a second. It seems to be something that a lot of people are confused about. What does that mean to be within normal range?
In normal range, it just means that it fits within their guidelines, and it's some kind of, I don't even have the numbers with me of the exact ranges of what T3 and T4 are supposed to be. But the problem herein lies is that, you know, most people are within that range. And so even though they have every single symptom, they're still in the range. So it's actually, I kind of feel like it's a poor indicator of the thyroid not doing what it's supposed to do if it has, if it's producing low hormones. That's really what hypothyroidism is. It's that it's producing lower amounts of thyroid hormone. That's really what it is.
Okay. So if everybody as a society is producing lower hormones, then the average must be lower and lower and lower over time too. Is that true?
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's a lot more causes of, I mean, if you think about it, our air quality, our food quality, electromagnetic frequencies, you know, we've got pesticides, we've got stress. I mean, if you start really looking at years, what's been going on over, you know, decades here, is that I think that it's just put a lot of stress on the body, and we're seeing that people are having more problems. And we'll get to that. Like, what are some of the causes? I mean, it could be, you know, low zinc. There's lots of causes of what's happening. So do I think that our hormones level should be lower? No, not necessarily. I just think more and more people are affected by our environment, and this is kind of like what's happening. This is just one piece of the puzzle, you know?
Oh, goodness. All right. So in painting a bigger picture, hypothyroidism, having the lower T3 and T4 counts in our blood, that can affect, you said earlier, weight. It can affect metabolism, meaning the ability to process foods, right? So how might that sneak under the radar if we're busy at work and we're just doing our doing things in life and then taking something to just regulate the hormones? I feel like you said it's a greater picture. You mentioned environment, all these things that we take for granted as being comforting around us that makes life easier for us. They can actually be impairing our ability to have a healthy thyroid. Yeah. So
exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, all right. So let's talk a little bit about hypothyroidism and its common treatment, and then lead into like you said, it's like, why is it just a symptom and not actually the problem?
Right. Well, one thing I forgot to mention, and if you research and try to figure out how many people have hypothyroidism, the numbers are all over the place because, you know, the blood's not showing it. It's not showing in the blood. And so they're just, lots of people have these symptoms. And they're even showing now that babies, 1 in 4,000 in the United States has hypothyroidism. They already have it when they're born.
As a child, how is that possible?
Right. That's what exactly. So, you know, then we have to then you start talking about thinking about, okay, the mother's health. That's really what it comes down to now, you know, is that is the mom low in these minerals, or does she have the toxic? We're going to get to some of that, but that goes right back to hypothyroid is a symptom. It's a symptom.
Okay.
And let me answer you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're like, yeah.
Very exciting.
I get so excited. You know, there's so much great information, you know. So let's get back to, we talked about, okay, what is hypothyroid? You talked about we want to move on to what they do for it. What's the common course of, you know, if you went to allopathic medicine, and what would they do? They would give you a blood test, and if you don't show that you're low in thyroid hormones, they're not going to give you a medication. But the people that do have low thyroid hormone, a lot of times they end up getting, you know, levothyroxine or Synthroid. These are some common medications, and pretty much they are on them the rest of their life. It's exactly what it is.
So if you're on a hypothyroid, let's call it a synthetic or even a natural hormone that is delivered orally, most likely, right? It's delivered to the body everywhere. So does it actually solve the problem?
No. If you stop your thyroid hormone, you're still going to have hypothyroidism. It doesn't, that's not, it's like putting a Band-Aid on it, you know? like, here you go. Let's just, you know, put a Band-Aid on it and go on with the rest of your life, thinking that it's taking care of it. It's not. Definitely not taking care of the problem.
In taking the hormone, do a lot of people find relief in the symptoms?
Some do. Some will have, I mean, a big thing I hear is when people take it, a lot of my clients, and I'm sure you hear this too, Eva, is that, you know, like their hair loss, if they start like having more coming out in their brush and then take the thyroid hormone, then they start noticing that improves. But do all their symptoms improve? No. I mean, you know, that is definitely not the case. And sometimes they can get worse. You know, they'll have some symptoms improve, and then they'll notice, you know, other things like they're feeling hyperthyroidism, you know, where you get bulging eyes and those kinds of symptoms, faster heart rate, and that can happen. I've had numerous clients that have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism that on the program, they've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and then within, you know, a year or two of working with us, they end up with hyperthyroidism, which is called Graves. And then a little bit after that, they end up with a normal thyroid hormone in their blood, and they don't need either or. I mean, I distinctly think of quite a few clients that have, you know, oh, they've taken me off the hypothyroid meds and they're putting me on hyperthyroid meds. And then all of a sudden they need nothing because the hormone started balancing out because we got to it. We figured out what the root cause was. But, that is definitely, and we see it all the time. No, hormones do not take care of all their problems.
Well, okay, so you're hinting to something that, of course, is my business and, of course, yours. And we want to bring this into the light. Let's reveal it. Well, what really is the cause of hypothyroidism, and how do we see it as the symptom rather than the problem? Like, what is it that we have found in mineral balancing science and in that work? How does that work?
Well, with mineral balancing, we found that, I mean, most people, probably 80 or a little bit more, probably 80% of our clients show that their thyroid is sluggish on the hair test results. And so we get a tip-off immediately. And usually clients are relieved. I mean, they've had the symptoms of hypothyroidism, fatigue, weakness, intolerance to cold, hair loss, what's another one, depression, memory loss.
Poor circulation. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Poor circulation. Dry hair, dry skin, heavy menstrual periods is another one. Slowed thinking, cholesterol levels increase, you know. So those are some of the symptoms. But so that is like, that's one of the big things we see on the hair test. But we also see low selenium. So low selenium is very common. Selenium is needed for making thyroid hormones. So we see that. Zinc can be another factor we see on the hair test. You know, zinc, that one helps with making, not actually making, but it helps with the thyroid hormone. It actually enhances. What zinc does is it enhances, a little bit more techie here, but it enhances potassium levels, which improves your thyroid activity. So if you don't have enough zinc, that can be a problem. We also see, what else on the hair test? I'm thinking those are the main ones I can think of. But manganese is another. Manganese is needed to make thyroid hormone. Potassium we see on the hair test sensitizes the cells to thyroid hormone. So there's a lot on the hair test that gives us clues that there's problems. And the client's like, yes, you know, I keep getting my blood test. It keeps coming back that I don't have hypothyroid, but right here is showing that I do, and it does show that they have a sluggish thyroid. And the beauty of the hair test is that we see what's in the cells. It's a little different than, you know, what's circulating in the blood. We usually see it in the cell. The cells is where the cellular metabolism takes place. It's like where you start seeing things happening first. I think of blood as like a late indicator, like a last resort. When you start seeing it in your blood, it's been going on for some time. The hair, you're going to see it. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Away.
Okay, Eva, go for it.
Next. Yeah. Well, you got my mind turning, and I want to talk a little bit more about gosh, you mentioned a couple of symptoms, several symptoms that doctors will prescribe medications for, but I want to talk more about the dangers of taking all these additional medications when it could just be a simple solution through hair analysis. And I want to talk about more of that after our commercial break. So this is our commercial break for the show.
Thanks, Eva. So Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be San Diego's largest private nonprofit university, founded in 1971. Their mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. And today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. You can enroll online today at nationaluniversity.com. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now, back to your show.
Thanks, Michelle. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really wanting to dig back into this conversation, because there are opportunities all the time for people to go to the doctor, get tested. Oh, gosh, yeah, you mentioned it, cholesterol. That's a huge one. If our cholesterol is inching up, but it's really related to the thyroid, now we're taking a medication, one. And by the end of the first year of on a cholesterol medication, most people need three more medications to cover up the symptoms of taking that medication. So now they're on four, et cetera, and it keeps going year after year. So, I just went on a rant there.
Cholesterol medicine, we know that statins lower CoQ10 in the body, which helps the heart and does a lot of other functions in the body. So we usually give extra CoQ10 just because of the statin, you know, so it causes an imbalance, you know, so there's another issue that we're dealing with. So it kind of becomes this cascade, you know, cascade of what is the real problem? And that's not it, you know.
Well, this is a dizzying problem. You mentioned a few different minerals that a person might take in order to correct all of this, zinc, manganese, some selenium. But, you know, can a person just go to the grocery store and pick up those and start taking them and be okay?
No, that would actually be a mistake. And the reason is because... it's tempting. You know, I've listened to talks myself, and I'll listen. I'm like, oh, what did they say? What did they say years ago? I'd be like, oh, okay. And I did try those kinds of things. I would run off and try them. I'm like, oh, it worked for so-and-so, and why didn't it work for me? And one of the reasons is that our biochemistries are different. And so that's what the beauty of the hair test. Dr. Pollack, he was the founder and biochemist of Analytical Research Lab. That's the company we use for our hair mineral analysis. And he figured that out, that, you know, with the hair test patterns, we can tell exactly how much zinc you need or how much manganese you need or if you even need those. Maybe it's something else. Maybe something else is creating your thyroid issue. It could be, there's a lot of other things too, like copper and mercury toxicity. They get in the way of they interfere with thyroid function, very simple, plain and simple. So, you know, maybe it's something that we need to gear towards that and working on balancing your whole body chemistry. And so if you just ran out and got zinc and manganese and selenium and or iodine, all those other ones, you probably wouldn't feel any better. And you wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah, and you may even feel worse or create more of those cascading problems you were talking about.
Exactly. And well, like zinc, okay, for instance, there's a ratio on the hair test. It's called the sodium-potassium ratio, and it's an indication of how much zinc to give. And I've had people do this where they take a bunch of zinc and they think, well, I've heard zinc's a great mineral, and then they get a hair test with us, and then all of a sudden we see this really low sodium-potassium ratio. Well, as you know, Eva, that causes that's tissue breakdown. That's it can be mental, emotional symptoms, and that can be infections. It actually starts creating more of an imbalance. So you have to be very careful about what you're taking. B vitamins. B vitamins are great for the thyroid. They have interactions with the thyroid hormone and hormone regulation. So did everybody go out and get B vitamins? Oh my goodness, how many clients do we have? Have been told, take B vitamins, get on adrenal glandulars, take some thyroid. and they're sicker, and they keep getting sicker. And we find out, oh, they're in fast oxidation. They shouldn't even be on B vitamins. That's not balancing their body chemistry whatsoever, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, these are our industry terms. We know what they all mean. And I kind of want to back up for just a second and really get into the how does a hair mineral analysis work? What is in the hair? How does it actually reveal these secrets that can put us on the right track and take the guesswork out of supplementation?
Well, the minerals get deposited in the hair, and then it's in Arizona, it's the lab. What comes back to us, they read the minerals. And I have not seen this, I've only seen it once on how they do it. They actually burn it, and it shows what minerals have deposited in the hair. And then from the hair, that tells us correlated with what the minerals are in the body. So that gives us a humongous picture of where to start.
Okay, so they call it digesting, right? We digest the hair. It's almost like digesting our food. Yeah, and I get a lot of questions. Well, can I just pull the hair from the bottom of the drain, Eva? I really don't want to lose any more hair. You get that one too?
I don't blame people for not wanting to do that, but as you know, you don't want that. We want the newest growth. We don't want something 10 years ago from your very long hair at the end. We want something that is a reflection of it's usually the last 3 months from about an inch, no further than an inch from the head. I mean, as close as you can get to the head, an inch out. So that gives us a 3 month of what's been going on. So it gives us this metabolic blueprint specifically for you. It's like a window into your cells for the last 3 months. It's a beautiful picture.
It sounds an awful lot like a too good to be true instance. So it's like you can take the prescription hormone in order to get yourself to a certain point or at least feel better. But I kind of believe in that two-pronged approach. Do that and then make sure that you do something minerally to take care of your body. So how long might it take for a person to see the holistic effect of mineral balancing using hair analysis versus just taking, the synthetic drug?
Yeah, it's different for each individual. I would say it's not a quick fix. I have had a few clients that, miraculously within 8 months, they were off their hormone, the doctor had taken them off, and they didn't have any more problems. Even years later, I'm still friends with some of these people. So, but that's not the norm. I would say it takes a long time. It can take a few years because, it depends on the reasons why you had it. If it's zinc levels, if it's copper that's in the way, if it's because your metabolism's really slow, we have to work on improving that. And, Dr. Paul Eck, he used to say, I've read some things that he used to say, and he would say that it takes about 11 months to correct one mineral in the body. And, the minerals, yeah. So that kind of gives you an idea that what we're trying to do. The beauty of it is it's a permanent change. We're not chasing it the rest of our lives. I mean, as you know, Eva, you probably have, even for yourself, seen symptoms that maybe you had for years and years, and now you don't no sign of them whatsoever forever. It's
right.
Completely gone. And you're not having to take a medication or cover it up with anything. It's actually gone.
So how did you find out about Dr. Paul Eck and the labs and hair mineral analysis?
It was on an accident, really. I got very sick. It really was. I worked in the medical field for many years, and my whole family, we have medical doctors, are very, that's how we think. And so I ended up getting very sick when I was pregnant, and lots of lung problems. And when I was pregnant, they just said, oh, it's your, just because you're pregnant, it'll change back once you have your daughter. Well, that didn't happen. I ended up being homebound, moving in with in-laws. It was horrible. I ended up having a Aspergillus type of pneumonia. It was a pneumonia that really, once you get it, if the antibiotics don't work, it's not a good thing. And so I was told I had a couple of months to live, so that's why I started researching.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's really what happened. And I ended up trying homeopathic, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, you name it. I went to every single thing I could go to, and I found a lady who did hair tests, and that's really how it started. And she couldn't explain it to me, so I actually found the lab, called the lab, and they set me up on some supplements based off of my hair test results. And it was within 4 months. Within 4 months of taking them, that the pneumonia they couldn't even find. And it took a while for me to feel better, but it was amazing. I knew I was on the right path. So that's really how I found it.
That's an amazing story. And of course, that has nothing to do with thyroid at all. But you know, eventually, thyroid is handled.
Well, I never got my thyroid checked. I probably did. I probably did. You know, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, that was one of the things, of the 30 different symptoms and diagnoses I had, one was mine, hypothyroidism. And eventually I came off of the medication, I think within 4 months, and I basically took a leap of faith, and I thought, well, if I'm doing the right thing for my body, giving it what it needs so that it can heal itself, I'm going to come off of the crutches so that I can, you know, experience the full healing. And it did take a while. You're right, you know, it took a while. But it did actually, once it was done, it was gone forever. And it was never just a single mineral that was out of balance. It's the whole combination of things like you talked about. So I think that's one testament. But what other case studies can you think of? People around you, or even your own stories, to kind of back up
thyroid. For thyroid or for other?
Yeah, for hypothyroidism,
for thyroid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had I explained a little bit earlier, but I had a gentleman who, and he's still with me today, but he's been with me about 12 years, but he had hypothyroid to the point where they were going to radiate it. He was just having so many health issues and so many problems. And he ended up with, was thinking about doing it, and he had talked to me a couple of times, and then he ended up getting hyper right after that, and they hadn't started the program yet, so they were really in a hurry to get it taken out is what it was. And so we got him started on the program, and he's one of my clients that went from hyper, hypo, hyper, hypo, and then ended up having his hormone normal in his body. And it took him, it was probably a good 4 years to balance that out. But the beauty of it is he still has his thyroid, and he still doesn't have any problems with his thyroid. And so it's a wonderful story, because his body is, I just talked to him the other day, he's golfing, he's doing all kinds of stuff. He's enjoying his life, where before, you know, he was always sick or gaining weight, losing weight. It was like back and forth, you know, hypo, hyper. His eyes would bulge, and then he would get sluggish and be tired and depressed, and it was just going back and forth with all of these symptoms. And so it's really nice to see, you know, he actually wants to become a practitioner.
What a great story. And just on that same note, you know, you've got the Global Nutritional Healing we mentioned as we introduced you, that certification program. Let's talk a few seconds about that, and then how people can get in touch with you if they also decide, hey, this makes sense for me. I've been looking for a new career, especially during COVID, and I've lost my job or whatever, or I'm really interested in holistic healing. Tell us a little bit more about Global Nutritional Healing and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, well, so if you're interested, I think a great way is to go to the website, globalnutritionalhealing.com. And there's a section there, it says become a practitioner, and you can read all about it. But mainly, you don't have to have a degree. You just have to have an interest in wanting to help people. I set it up that way on purpose, because I find that some of the best practitioners I've ever worked with are people that do not have medical degrees. And so they just do really well. So I really wanted to keep it open for anyone who's interested in health and healing. And so, yes, they can contact me there at Global. There's a contact page there, and they can get interested, you know, any questions that they have. The books, there's the books are on there if you want to order them through Analytical Research Labs. You can start reading those ahead of taking the course if you're interested.
Wonderful. Well, I think this is a terrific resource, and thank you for sharing these details about thyroidism and the dangers in just simply taking a medication and not really solving the core issue and what that can do for our long-term health. I think that's very enlightening for many people. So I just want to say thank you for being on the show, Dr. Heather Neal. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a great chat. And I'd like to say a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and international. We are in an international show. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show, both Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. on Monday, Fridays, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And it's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. This is Eva Venari, founder of the Elevate Institute, reminding you to question everything.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.